waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it. Like I told you, live from Grand Rapids at the Pure Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism. It's packed. My next guest sitting down, though, when you go on vacation this summer, he wants you to get there and he wants you to save money so you can spend more money on Michigan craft beers or whatever your pleasure may be. Mitch Miller currently serves as the Chief Executive Officer of Carbon Green Bioenergy. Mitch, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So we're here talking about energy and saving money, and I've been talking about Yellow Hose a bit this morning, and that's a place that you have expertise. And for people that don't know, I mean, we see the E85 signs out there, but what is Yellow Hose? What is this all about, and how's it going to save me money?
Yellow Hose is a network of stations. We have 45 stations that we supply E85 to. All the prices are set at least 70 cents less than gas price.
So 70 cents
70
less.
Cents less a gallon. And the design is really to lower the cost per mile for anyone driving a flex fuel vehicle. And there's about 20 million flex fuel vehicles on the roads today in the United States.
Yeah.
And if you have a yellow gas cap or there's a yellow ring around the fuel nozzle, or it says flex fuel anywhere on your car, then you can burn pure gasoline or E85 or any blend in between.
So, for example, I know that I've been seeing $2.79 seems to be the price I'm seeing this week as we cruise up and down the highway, and I've been burning up some miles this week. So if it's $2.79, you're telling me that E85 will be $2.09 or less?
Yes, sir. $2.09 or less, and at all 45 stations. And you can find all the Yellow Hose stations by downloading an app on your smartphone, yellowhose.com. And that app has a map on it showing all the stations in Michigan. And they're spread out from Cadillac to the Lakeshore, down 94, and all over Grand Rapids and Lansing. And
so they're all over
Flint.
Do they really have a Yellow Hose?
They do.
See? Yeah.
So that's one of the things. So when our partner stations join the Yellow Hose program, we put brand new Yellow Hoses on, and we direct traffic, try to educate the public about the benefits of E85 and
flex fuel. So let me ask you this, Mitch. You mentioned that if it says flex fuel or you got a yellow gas cap, that you can get, you can run that E85, you can burn that in the tank. How many new vehicles? I used to see it all the time, flex fuel vehicles. Saw a lot of General Motors vehicles that said that, certainly. Haven't seen that as much the last couple of years. Are they still building them?
They are still building them. A lot of the vehicles don't carry the traditional badge on the back of the vehicle anymore. It may be in the window or in your owner's manual,
right,
or just around the gas cap. But, for instance, in last year there was 17 million new vehicles built. About 3.3 million were flex fuel. So they're still building a good quantity of them. We're doing some work in Washington through an organization that I'm part of, Growth Energy, to try to really promote autos building more flex fuel vehicles.
So let me ask you this. I was telling you I was familiar with an ethanol plant in Iowa. I see them all over. They're complex plants. They provide a lot of jobs. You use corn that's grown by farmers here. So ethanol, E85, it's involved all over the economy, isn't it?
It is. So just our plant, Carbon Green Bioenergy, I'll talk a little bit about that. We're in Lake Odessa.
Yep.
We produce 60 million gallons per year of pure ethanol.
Right.
About 10% of our product is blended into E85 and goes local into the market. And the other 90% is blended into gasoline, and it's the octane in your gas tank. We do business with over 600 family farms, all Michigan grown corn. Bring that grain in, we buy it from them, bring
sure.
it into Carbon Green, process it, and all of the fat, fiber, and protein in the corn is turned back into livestock feed and goes back to the farm. And
so then, it's not wasted. It doesn't go to a landfill. It doesn't pollute the rivers.
There's nothing wasted, and it's renewable. That's the great thing. We can grow a new corn crop every year.
and I'll say it this way, it's not in the pipeline, which seems to be a hot-button issue for a lot of folks these days as well.
It's not in the pipeline.
There you go.
It's blended locally, made, produced locally. We have 40 local or 40 employees at the plant full-time. Great paying jobs.
Are they jobs or careers? Maybe they're careers.
They are careers.
In Lake O there?
Yep.
In Lake Odessa. All right, so we're here with Mitch Miller. He serves as the CEO of Carbon Green Bioenergy. So ethanol, obviously, has become part of the landscape. Is it also part of our future?
It absolutely is. You know, auto manufacturers have to achieve more and more mileage every year.
Yes, they do.
And in order to get that mileage, they are doing things to the motor technology, like higher compression, downsizing the motor, supercharging, turbocharging. And in order to make all that work efficiently, you need octane. And ethanol is 114 octane, pure ethanol. So
really,
we're going to go to fuels that have higher octane in order to achieve that mileage and in order to achieve cleaner fuel. So, and ethanol is a tremendously clean fuel. It's an oxygenate, so when you blend it into gasoline, it helps complete combustion and lowers emissions about 35%.
And it jacks the octane.
Yes, sir.
You know, high performance. If you got a high performance vehicle, there you go. All right, it's E85. Yellow Hose is what you're talking about. 45 stations. All you have to do is go to yellowhose.com to find out more. Mitch, I'll give you a quick last word.
Okay, last word. I want to plug our partners, our partner stations, J&H, Family Stores. We've got more Yellow Hoses at J&H's than any other chain. Newview Fuels, McCormick, Fleming Brothers. And you can find them all by downloading the app, yellowhose.com. And then you can also calculate your own savings. We've got a calculator, and you put your mileage in there on E85 and your mileage in on gasoline, and check your savings.
Perfect. Mitch Miller, thank you very much. This hour, you can guess, brought to you by yellowhose.com, Michigan's lowest price per gallon fuel. Find stations at yellowhose.com. We'll be right back.